Welcome to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, the stories, and events of Central Iowa. I'm your host today, Greta Anderson. Happy April 1st! Later in the hour, we have a special April Fool's medley made up for you by Ursula Rudenberg. In the meantime, our topic is Kids Heart of Iowa Radio, a diverse group of youth from ages 8 to 20. There are kids from Boone, South Hamilton, Nevada, Ames, and Gilbert schools involved in this program. The kids have been meeting once a month for over a year now to express themselves and play around with the medium of radio. Since January, KHOI has been airing their 5-minute shows at 3:55 p.m., right about the time the kids get home from school. With us now is the woman who is pursuing this project with the youth, Jo Myers-Walker. Hi, Jo. Thanks for coming in to talk with me.
Thank you for inviting me.
I don't really have to invite you because you're here a lot in the studio.
We're sort of a team, aren't we?
Now, many people know Jo as an artist, one of the few artists in this area who makes her living independently as an artist. She teaches art classes and sells art out of her Left Bank studio, which is, in fact, an old renovated bank in downtown Gilbert. So my first question for you, Jo, is why radio? What is it about this medium that attracted you?
I saw radio as another art form. And even though it's with the voice, you can see pictures and saw it as another creative outlet. You know, I listened to different storytellers on NPR, The Moth, StoryCorps, and I listened to them and I thought, wow, we could do this. We could do this right here.
Why did you want to do a show with kids?
I thought it was wonderful to give our Story County kids a voice. I've been a parent, and I've been a foster parent. I'm a grandma now, and I think children need a voice. They're used to being talked at. When I interview them, and I see the little glitter in their eye, that they know I'm really listening, and I care about what they're saying, they're being honored. Their voice is honored. I've done a little art therapy up at my studio, and I could just see how the kids want to be heard. And in other words, they produce the show, they edit the show, they create content, they do the whole thing, and they're learning. What a process. Through doing this, I go back to radio being an art form. You know, when you hear your own voice, something happens, but you kind of work it through, and it's real. And it's going to be okay because I'm safe. I'm on the radio or something. I don't know. They just respond. We do teach them to be appropriate, you know, with FCC rules and so on. And once you get past that, kids are honest. They don't have an agenda. And I think art or radio could be very healing because someone might hear one of their stories and relate to it, some other child. And say, wow, you know, we're alike. We're a community here. We're similar in our feelings and our needs and so on.
Well, that's what a lot about what you're doing here. I spoke of the geographical diversity of the kids, but there's...
Yeah, I've gone out and spoken to homeschooler groups. I've been up at YSS speaking to bringing those kids in. I've been working with the AMP kids.
Can you tell the audience what AMP means?
Achieving Maximum Potential.
For kids in the YSS programs.
Mm-hmm.
This is quite a challenge to go in there as an adult without an agenda.
Exactly.
And not have total chaos, mm-hmm. you know, have just enough structure so that they can be learning. Mm-hmm. But not so much that they feel that this is your thing and not their thing.
Exactly.
And how do you do that?
I email them a couple times a month just saying, hey, I'm thinking about this. Like last, we did a show on manipulation. And so that gives them a chance to think about it. So when they come up, they've got their rap songs ready. They got their poems ready. They've been thinking about it. I try to have coffee with them once in a while, the older ones, and say, what do you think? What do you think we should? In other words, we have a staff meeting, I guess you call it. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And I have to somehow, like I said, listen. And when I think they've got something good, I say, oh, can we get this? And we'll do it. And then I'll see, and then they'll do it again, and it gets better. And right. then we do it the third time, and it's probably a take. And they know that I'll take out my voice, or it's their show.
Right. And this is this creative radio that they have been doing. I mean, it's very different from the things that our KHOI production team has been doing with interviews, but we kind of bridged that mm-hmm. gap at the workshop that you had in March.
We did.
Earlier came this out. Month. And they were learning how to interview each mm-hmm. other. Mm-hmm. And I was really thrilled because one of the kids finished their interviews with each other, and as they were walking away, they said, this is really fun. Mm-hmm. And you must get a lot of moments
like
that.
I get it because, see, we're listening. And they're not used to that. We're honoring what they just said. It almost brings tears to my eyes when they start talking to me sometimes. The honesty, you know, and yeah, it's just, it's a very personal moment, I think, for them and me.
It sounds like that's why you do it and what keeps you going.
Mm-hmm. They have taught me many things. Those children teach me each time I sit with them. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Sharing your thoughts.
Okay.
We're going to listen to some of the kids' work.
Good.
And
Grit, I know you had a good time the day you came out to interview them.
I had fun.
Yeah. So it's a little wild, as you hear.
She starts them off with music.
Right. Because then they loosen up.
They do.
They get in the moment.
Yeah.
And if I can get them in the moment, then they really come forth with good things.
You are listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. I'm your host, Greta Anderson, and I just spoke with Joe Myers Walker, the driving force behind Kids Heart of Iowa Radio. Later in the hour, we have a special April Fool's treat for our listeners put together by our station's fearless leader, Ursula Rudenberg. So stay tuned for that and be prepared to laugh your bleep off. Now, let's listen to some of the great stuff our youth are doing. As Joe mentioned, I attended one of their Saturday afternoon workshops. After cookies and juice, the afternoon started out with a percussion jam. We gave them a few pointers on interviewing.
Who knows the 5 questions of journalism? The 5 W's.
Yeah. Who, when, why...
Who, what, when, where, why.
Who, what, when,
exactly.
where, why.
Mm-hmm. And then the kids paired up to interview each other on tape. Kyle of Gilbert and Zach of Jewel picked this skill right up and ran with it. Let's listen.
So what grade are you in?
Well, I'm in 6th grade.
I'm in 9th grade.
Okay.
Do you play football?
I did last year, but I broke my wrist in the 2nd game and I was out for the season.
That's a bummer. I broke my hand when I was, well, before football, me and my brother got in a tussle and I broke my hand. I fell on it and I was out for the whole season, basically.
Ooh. Doesn't sound very fun.
It is not fun at all. So, where do you live?
Well, I live on Earth in the Western Hemisphere in North America. In the United States, in Iowa, in Gilbert, on School Street.
That is very, very specific, young man.
Yes, it is.
See, now I live, I'll say where I live without being too specific. I live in Jewel, Iowa. Yeah, that's pretty much where I live.
Okay.
Small little town, a little bit bigger than Gilbert. So how'd you find out about this radio show?
Joe here invited me to it yesterday when I was just walking around the small downtown Gilbert.
I found out by, we have this homeschool retreat, or this homeschool thing we go to about 4 to 6 months, and she was there for a craft, and she mentioned it, so I found out, and it's been pretty fun.
Okay.
And I have edited some songs she's had. I've edited those for her. I edited them on Audacity. It's not that hard. It's really interesting after you get the format down.
Kyle, do you have a computer at home? Do you like computers?
Yeah, I think they're pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I find more of an interest. I like to draw stuff.
Mm.
I usually just draw in pencil. I don't really put any color mm-hmm. into it.
Like a sketch artist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. kind of more of a sketch. I just like to sketch mm-hmm. stuff, and usually what I like to do is just sketch some characters and make like little comics or.
Do you know we're making a comic book on how to do a radio show? I so will show it to you.
All right.
You can help me with the pictures. Yeah. Do you want to ask him like what is Zach like to do? Or here you go.
Well, what do you like to do for a hobby?
Well, I have several hobbies. I like to play disc golf and play paintball. But I also like to collect a lot of different things. Like, I like to collect rocks and pocket knives and all sorts of stuff. I like collecting a lot of stuff. Or Lego men. I like collecting Star Wars Lego men.
Something that would stand out to me is, why do you like to collect pocket knives?
Well, you can use them in almost everyday life.
Yeah.
Like I help my dad a lot with his business, and like, need something cut, I have my pocket knife on me, or, and plus there's different pocket knives do different things, like, I have a Leatherman, it's a utility knife, pretty much like screwdriver, knife, pliers, basically all your basic tools. And then there's other knives that you just have for fun, like our wood carving knives and skinning knives. And there's all different types of knives you can have. Filleting knives. It's just really fun to collect them.
Yeah, I have just two regular pocket knives. One of them I more use for just cutting anything, because at once in those pocket knives where you can like pull out three different blades. One of them is long,
short, then
stubby short.
Yeah.
And then I also have one pocket knife that my dad got from that sponsors like some sort of herbicide company or something.
Mm-hmm. You guys are doing great.
Like, how do you like collect, how do you get all the pocket knives that you collect?
Well, we have this junk store in Jewel where mm-hmm. this guy just has like buckets of pocket knives. You can just go through them. And if you go, like, on Walmart, you can't buy a pocket knife unless you're over 18. So I'll have my dad or my mom buy it for me, and I'll just give them the money. Or I have a couple pocket knives that are heirlooms from my grandparents that have been given down from generations. So, yeah. And plus, sometimes, like, if we're working on a job site, maybe dad put up insulation. Sometimes, like, in the ducts, really old ducts, you'll find a pocket knife that's been up there. You can see all the dust. It's really neat just to mm-hmm. find them.
Okay.
Or my brother-in-laws will give them to me.
So, like, what would you say is kind of like an average cost of those knives?
An average cost for a cheap one, it would probably be $18, but sometimes pocket knives go up to $100 because they're just really fancy. I really don't go for the high ones because they're just nothing different from the other ones. People just advertise them better, but I personally can't find anything better.
I'm here with Joe, and Joe and I just listened to that. And Joe, I have to say, I'm just so impressed with Kyle's journalistic instincts. I mean, he found the most interesting part of what Zach had to say, and then he just pursued it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't going to let those pocket knives go until he got the whole story.
Right.
I want to recruit him right now to Local Talk.
He's a bit of a ham, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Kyle was walking up the street, and I saw him looking in my window. And I thought, there's a curious mind. So I went out and invited him. He said, well, I've been wanting to do Gilbert Main Street, and I've been wanting to come in here. And I said, wonderful. And I started talking to him, and I thought, oh, he's one of the boys that we need.
Because
he was curious. He was a little outgoing, and he's got a wonderful sense of humor.
Yeah. I understand he and Zach didn't know each other.
They did not. And, in fact, Zach told me he would never talk on the radio. But they got together. See, I put them kind of together because I thought, this is kind of what I do. I try to size up their gifts, you know, and then put them together because I think they'll like each other and they'll understand what they're saying. And that they did. They brought each other out, you know.
You were back in the vault doing that interview, right? One of your bank vaults.
Yes.
For
because
better sound.
That is the better sound place. When you have drums and cupping going on up in the front room, you've got to find a quiet place to record.
Yeah. And then Jesse and Juju went back with you.
Mm-hmm. They were kind of interviewing each other, too, except they'd known each other from previous times that they were together. So they kind of knew what made each other click.
Who are you?
I'm Julia Elizabeth Stevens.
What do you like to do?
Play softball.
When do you like to play softball?
In the summer, but not when it's really, really hot, because that is painful.
Why do you like softball?
Because it's really fun, and I get to hang out with my friends that I enjoy being around.
Who are your best friends?
People that I love, that are cruel and weird, just like me.
And you're all like hyped and pumped up, and you're all like, woo, gotta get it. Let me watch this, throw this ball right here and catch it, and then dive and do
tired.
All this. Yeah, and then you get really tired and sweaty, and you smell really bad, and everyone's in the, woo, it's just like nasty, and you just like smell in your armpits, and Jug's like, and Catherine Gallagher, she smells her armpits. She's like, I get really nervous, so I stick my arms in my armpits, and I smell them, and I go, it's hilarious.
If I don't sweat, my coach gets mad at me.
That's sad. I sweat anyway. Whenever I work out, because I'm just like dad.
Oh, man. You should hear what my friends say to me. They're like, Juju, we didn't even do anything. Why are you sweating? I'm like, I can't. I got my dad's in me. His vein, his blood, ugh. I'm all sweaty and junk.
And that's why you like softball?
Correct. Because we smell bad.
Do you know Catherine on Saturday Night Live? That's who Juju's talking about.
Oh, okay.
You remember how she'd put her hands under armpits and then smell them? Well, a lot of kids do that. They think that's pretty funny. And that's what she was doing in her
interview.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And what I love about that little interview is they're being themselves.
Well, they can also be serious, because I saw them do a couple of very serious pieces about the topic of manipulation.
Yes. I throw those things in when I think it's appropriate, because I want them to show that we can make a real difference here for other kids that are going to listen to the show. And manipulation's a tough thing.
They did a quite sophisticated job with it. Let's listen.
I'm Julia Stevens, and I'm from Whack Job Network, but today I'm just going to do a poem by myself. You say you're my friend, but are you really? 1, 2, 3. I can see the lies that hide beneath your breath of words. Trust, you tell me. How can you say that when everything that comes out your mouth is a lie? Changing my thoughts that were once good, but now have changed into something entirely different. You're manipulating me into something I don't want to be. I just hope you see that it's defining you more than it is me.
My name's Jesse Micah.
And I'm Julia Stevens.
And I'm going to sing a song on manipulation. This is that stuff that's going on right now. It's all over town. We're shutting it down. We're shutting it down. Manipulation. 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 Manipulation can be used in many different ways, like facial expressions and body language. Do this for me, or to you I'll do this. Make me happy, or you'll be dissed.
Manipulation, manipulation, manipulation.
We're shutting it down, we're shutting it down, we're shutting it down. When dealing with other people, we should be kind and sweet. willing to compromise and sometimes take the back seat. Putting others first is the godly way. Be loving unto others every single day.
Manipulation, manipulation, manipulation.
We're shutting it down, we're shutting it down, we're shutting it down.
You're listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. I'm your host for today, Greta Anderson. We're speaking with Jo Myers-Walker about the children she's involved with in Kids Heart of Iowa Radio. One of those kids composed the music you're listening to now. Your shows sound great when they're produced and put together.
Thank you. When we record, we put it on a flash drive, and then the kids will take it home or they come up to the station, and they love the big equipment. And they usually edit in Audacity. And quite a few of these young men, and I haven't got any girls yet, they don't want to talk on the radio. They don't want to be the showman, but they love the computer part, and they're kind of fascinated with how they can arrange the segments. Alex Campbell, he's the one that writes our music. And
that's some great music. Your show has some of the best theme yes. music of all of our shows.
Yes. The first time he came down and he played it, I said, oh, Alex, come on, let's do some more of this. This is amazing. And he said, oh, no, you don't want to hear this. And I said, yeah, I do. And so then he came back and he worked with the tech guys down at the station. And they showed him a few things. And anyway, he loves coming down there.
How old is Alex?
Yeah, he is probably 14. Another thing that he does that was real interesting, one day I had a set of drums up here, and Noah was playing those, and I had a violin player, and put them into Alex's computer with a metronome. So I think he's going to take drums and violin and put it together with his music. And see, he can distort it, and lengthen it, and so on. I'm very anxious to see what he does with that.
Yeah, that will be interesting. Uh-huh. So what time do folks listen to hear these innovations?
At the 3:55, Monday through Friday.
The Whack Job Network that we listened to earlier mm-hmm. is just one of several production teams.
Yes. We have the Whack Job Network, which is Juju, and her sister's name is Becca. But they're bringing others in, as you saw with Jesse, and they have quite an attitude. It's just wonderful. And then I have the old Snap Girls, and they kind of play off each other. They're probably best friends, and they're in junior high. And one is kind of the good cop, you know, eats healthy. Does the right thing. And the other one could care less, pretty much. And it's just her lovable self.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Ding, ling, 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 ling.
I have a dream that one day red and orange will be banned from being worn together.
No way.
Way.
Well, I have a dream that sea turtles will no longer be endangered species.
I have a dream that our whole town was pink with splashes of green.
Okay, you really should open your eyes to the bigger picture, Izzy.
Well, what do you suggest?
I know you have it in you. Yes, we all know you can be selfish, rude, have a big mouth, which is overflowing with complaints.
Okay, I get it.
Sorry, but you are a nice person and we both know it too. I think you should just focus on benefiting the community instead of just focusing on yourself.
Okay, well how about this? I have a dream that the world would be a nicer and safer place. People could open up and not be afraid of their children coming home from school as safe every day. And have people stop bullying and putting people down. I have a dream that we can all live in peace.
Wow, that was really good and thoughtful. How did you get so deep in thought?
I have no idea. It just came to me. Well, have a happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
And be nice to each other.
Boom, boom, sh, boom, boom, sh, boom, boom, sh, boom, boom, sh.
Happy Martin Luther King Day, hey. When you're walking down the street, tell everyone you meet, hey. Hey, be kind to one another and your sisters and your brothers. Say hey, say hey. This one is for the oh snap MLK rap
of the day, Martin Luther King Day.
Hey.
I'm sitting here in the Left Bank studio with the artists behind the rap you just heard. I'm here with Isabel and Salam. Hi, girls. And for all of you out there in Radio Land, you must understand that there is the aroma of waffles in the air because they've just been served up their breakfast by Joe. So, what other raps have you done?
We did one about, you can tell.
Well, we just, like, I had a shirt on one day and you could only see half of it, so we just started rapping about the only word we saw and... Yeah.
Oh, that's clever. What word rhyming. Was it?
It was like Rough Riders.
And we just saw Rye.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a rap about it.
Yeah.
Your Oh Snap tagline is so catchy. How did you girls come up with that?
I don't know. I just say Oh Snap a lot, and so I happened to say it at the right moment, and we're like, oh, that's a perfect idea.
Yeah.
When do you say Oh Snap? What's the context?
When something happens, like...
Like something dramatic. Like,
yeah. Oh, snap.
Yeah, oh, snap. Ooh.
Yeah.
What do you like about coming up here to Left Bank Studio and working with Joe?
It's just, like, it's fun, and she's really nice, and we love just coming to the place and see the art, and it gives you inspiration.
Yeah. It's really creative. Yeah. So we start to be creative.
Yeah, we'll just start talking and... laughing, then we can't stop.
Yeah.
So what are you working on right now?
We're drawing some environments for a video that we will probably be doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're working with video now.
Well, I tell them, hon, about what you did with the KHI radio. You did some advertising for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when Joe was talking to me about how they liked some of the videos that I made, I thought, oh, well, I might as well do kind of the same thing with the logo and then just draw and have it sped up so with some music to make it look cool, and there's like words around it. Mm-hmm. Fun. There's like a little radio mic on the side.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Why don't you kind of describe your roles?
Well, I guess
this is Salam.
Yeah, my character is sort of based off me, but it's a little over exaggerated. Like I would not have a sleepover and play math flashcards. Like I just don't do that. But it just made it more funny. And then I'm like the one who gives her advice, like, no, you probably shouldn't be doing that. And she's like, well, no, it's okay. And then we argue, but then we figure out in the end what we should probably do.
And Izzy, describe your character.
She's like the fun one and just likes to play and do whatever, just whatever comes to her mind. And Salam has to kind of calm her down and like, talk. Yeah, set me straight.
Does that ever happen in real life between you two?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Because you think of something and you're like, yes, we should do it, without really thinking out the goods and the bads about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Usually, like, I'd say most always we come to like a conclusion. Like,
yeah.
Like we get over it.
Yeah, yeah. And we like agree and like
on. Yeah.
It's like a compromise.
Yeah. Should we tell them how we met?
Yeah.
Well, it was like the third day of fifth grade, and I looked at her and she like kept glaring at me.
Yeah, because I hadn't got my glasses yet. I needed to get glasses, so my eyes were all squinty. So I was just looking at her because I'm like, oh, I was reading the list of names who was going to be in my class. I'm like, oh, Isabel, she's a new student. And so I was like looking at her. In a good way, but it probably looked really bad.
It's like, okay, I didn't do anything yet.
So she was kind of alarmed, I guess.
Yeah, alarmed.
Yeah, then we talked to each other, and I'm like, oh, got my glasses, now I'm not creeped.
Our teachers put us together,
at a table, and we started talking, and we've been best friends ever since.
You do great work, and we're looking forward to whatever you come up with next.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Salam and Isabel from the Oh Snap production team.
Oh snap. Oh snap. Oh snap. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
You are listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. I'm Ursula Rudenberg. And so far, we've heard about the KHOI Youth Project and young people who are learning to do radio with us. We adults are also learning to do radio. We're all beginners in this together. Since it's April Fool's, we thought we might share some moments and situations where we didn't always get it right the first time, or the second, or the third. We're getting better here, but there are some moments when we downright made fools of ourselves. Take a listen.
I remember we were editing Susan's story late at night, and a lot had changed in the story, so we were sort of rewriting the script and trying to figure out the format that the show would take. And at some point, Ursula came up with this exciting idea that we should do a road trip. We should pretend that all of these interviews are happening along a road trip. So she said we would need car sound. We would need the sound of somebody driving around. And I think it was like 11:30 at night or something, and Susan volunteered to go get the road sound for this. Do you want to take over this?
Actually, the story is on the tape. So I went out and I got in Deb Bunker's car, figuring out how to turn the car on. Okay. Everything was different in it. Turn the radio off, and it was raining, so I didn't want the windshield wipers to interfere with the road noise too much, so I would ride a little with the windshield wipers and then turn them off. And there were turn indicators, so this isn't all too exciting. And then I went on Main Street to Clark, and I turned right on Clark, and I was literally driving around the block, and then I was just by the post office. I noticed lights behind me. A policeman was behind me.
Oh, God.
Now, this is 11:30 on Sunday night, not another car on the road except the policeman and me. So the policeman got out of his car and came over. He's standing outside in the rain, knocking on the window.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I don't know how to open the door. I'm sorry, I'm driving somebody else's car.
Okay, I'm Officer Sheep with the Ames Police Department.
And I was speeding, right?
No, you don't have your lights on, headlights or taillights.
Oh, I'm sorry, as I said, it's somebody else's car.
Okay, were you speeding?
I don't think so. I'll tell you what I'm doing, it's really weird.
Yeah?
I'm at KHOI, and we're doing a show about... I mean, this is so unbelievable, it doesn't sound possible. Okay. We're doing a show about the towns in South Story County. And we said, you know, what would be neat would to be make this to sound like a road trip. So we should get out and drive around the block and you know, get road sounds.
All right.
And I'll show you my recorder. We're being recorded right now. And so I didn't have my car, so somebody else in the station gave me your keys, said just, you know, drive around the block and get road sounds. And so the reason I thought I might be speeding is because when I was on Main Street, you know, I didn't see anything, but I thought, well, why should I confess? I don't know what I was doing. I thought, well, I better slow down. And then when I saw you, I thought, oh my gosh, what was I doing? But I had no idea that I didn't have my lights on, because I drive a Prius where the lights go on automatically. So I didn't even think about lights. I don't know.
Do you have your license, registration, and insurance?
Oh, Shoot, probably not, because I probably, let me see if I have that in my purse. Probably, I only brought my briefcase because I didn't have my car, so I wasn't expecting to drive. So I don't have it.
And this, the registration, the insurance.
Let me see what she has. I don't know where anything is here. She probably has it in here. If not, she probably has it.
What's your last name for me?
Franzen.
First name?
Susan. Susan.
Your middle name?
Lloyd. Lloyd. Lloyd.
Date of birth?
June 1st, 1937. And I'm not seeing her register. Here, maybe this is the registration. Is this the registration?
No, Ivy Pharmacy.
Well, she would know where to find it. She's right back at the station. Okay. I can bring the owner.
If you want to hang tight for a second, I'll drive with you. Okay,
thank you.
Well, that clip certainly demonstrates that a spirit of adventure and a sense of pluckiness can't hurt when you're trying to get the job done at KHOI. Sometimes that same sense of adventure is required when you're trying to record indoors, too. To understand what it's like recording at KHOI without a real recording studio is to know about competing with the sounds of furnaces that start up suddenly, bar brawls in the alley, sounds of talking and laughter from the front area, and most of all, the sounds of beer trucks rolling through the alley. These are the sounds we live with.
I'm with KHOI Radio, just across the alley.
Okay.
And your truck has appeared in more radio shows than any other vehicle in Ames.
Oh, yeah?
And we just wanted to come out and record the sound.
Well, have at it. You only got a couple seconds because I got to get out of this way.
Can you say your name and say hi to our listeners?
Yeah, it's Logan Edgington. I drive a beer truck for a living.
Are you from Ames?
No, Indiana.
Wow, thank you very much.
It is unbelievable the traffic that comes through this alley every day.
What are you guys delivering? What are you delivering in here?
What do I have?
Yeah.
A drum or something, a barrel.
A barrel of something?
Petroleum distillates.
Oh, okay.
You tell me your name. You're Ed, obviously.
Yeah.
And are you from Ames?
No. I'm from Edgington, Illinois, actually.
Really? That last guy's name was Edgington. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
you.
Was it?
Hi, Pete.
Hello.
You drive the what we call the beer truck.
Yes, the Budweiser.
And you come through quite regularly.
Yes, I'm here every Tuesday morning and Thursday.
And are you aware that the sound of your truck has been in more of our shows than any other sound?
It's just coming to my light right now.
Have you ever had a desire to be in radio?
No, I enjoy listening to the radio. I'm going to tune in now whenever I come driving through the alley.
And we have actually even a fourth truck in the alley right now. They're all lined up. And this is what we hear when we're producing shows at KHOI.
Hello, and welcome again to KHOI's Community Bookshelf. This is Mary Richards. We have been reading Mary Howard's Discovering the Body, a story of mystery and suspense whose main concern is the murder some 2 years before of our narrator's friend Lucy. As we join the story today, however, we are in the midst of a conversation taking place in a car, as our narrator, Linda Garbo, and her husband, Charlie, and their two friends, Bill and Judy Allard, are bringing back the Allard's daughter, Tess, who has run away from home. Whoops. What's that?
It's a beer truck.
Okay. Same thing as a train. Okay.
This is Ursula Rudenberg for KHOI with a calendar of upcoming concerts at Iowa State University. On Sunday, October 28th at 1:30, the ISU Statesmen will be performing at Martha Ellen Tai Recital Hall. On Sunday, October 28th, the Cantemus Women's Choir will perform at 4 p.m. at Martha Ellen Tai Recital Hall. On November 1st through 3rd, at 7:30 p.m., Candide will be performed by Leonard Bernstein. No, Leonard Bernstein is dead.
Breaking news!
Breaking news!
Alana from Onion Creek. Well, thanks very much for coming in.
You're most welcome.
All right.
Blather, blather.
Okay. No, that interview was a bit disorganized. I'll have to probably.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. Yeah, I went over to Sawyer Elementary School, and they were having their very first farmers market. This is
So tell us a little bit about that. First of all, where is Sawyer School?
Well, Sawyer School is in the Ames Community School Districts, and it is Ontario and Northwestern.
Where North and South Dakota come together.
Yes, sorry. Sawyer School is off Ontario and
Of Ontario, which is 13th Street.
Yeah.
And where North and South Dakota meet.
Yes. It's where North and South Dakota meet.
Okay, you have to say the whole thing, though.
Oh, my God.
Cristobal spoke to a market analyst. And Cristobal, tell us a little bit about who you spoke with.
The man with...
What is that sound?
That's probably the radiator.
Great. Jeez, one thing after another around here.
As I was saying, we plan to hit the streets, as it were, and speak with some people maybe who've been to city council meeting. But I did also want to run a few basic facts by our audience, as long as we have them. I don't want to say that.
Before they turn us off.
To me, that just was really bad.
I don't think I want to do live.
Preservation techniques.
Preservation techniques. And we've talked with Donna. We've talked with Chef Donna. We've talked with Chef Donna Prisgintas, who's a local chef here in Ames, and she talked about some of the ways to preserve local food, locally bought food. Yes.
Preservation techniques. Yeah, preservation techniques.
During the week of Veterans Day, KHOI covered the stories of veterans in the area.
That was really fun. My favorite was the Marine that walked in the door. He's all upright and proper. He looks around. You can see he's surveying the room as though he's sort of trying to figure out the lay of the land. And then I said to him, do you think you could take everybody in here? And he goes, yes, ma'am, I can. That was fun. It was a fun week.
Myself, Ursula, and you, Debbie, and Cynthia, too.
Yeah.
We spoke to a pretty large list of veterans. We didn't quite realize what effect it was having on us until we did the narration of the show.
This is Local Talk on KHOI, where we look at the people, the stories, and the events of Central Iowa. I'm your host today, Ursula Rudenberg, with my co-host.
Hi, it's Deborah Bunka.
In anticipation of Veterans Day on November 11th, we will be looking at veterans.
Some of them are really good at there. Oh my God.
All right. Let's try this again. Clean version. We're not gonna look at the
Don't look at me.
Don't look at the veterans.
Body built by the military.
Okay. Okay, do not look at me when you're talking, because I'm going
This is Local Talk on KHOI, where we look at the people, the events, and the stories of Central Iowa. I'm your host, Ursula Rudenberg, and I'm here today with...
Deborah Bonka. Hi, Ursula.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Deborah.
Okay.
Hi, Deborah. Hi, Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Ursula.
This week, in anticipation of Veterans Day, which is on November 11th, we will be looking at the many facets of American veterans.
We have to find a different way to say that.
We got to say it differently. Okay. It just doesn't sound right. All right.
So what are we going to be
saying? What should I say instead? That sounds really stupid. Okay, let me try this again.
Okay.
This is Local Talk on KHOI, where we look at the people, the stories, and the events of Central Iowa. I'm your host today, Ursula Rudenberg, and I'm here with...
Deborah Bunker.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Ursula.
This week, in anticipation of November 11th, we will look at many aspects of Veterans Day.
We're going to take a look. That was fun.
One veteran that we interviewed was Jathan Chaquin, who runs the Veterans Center at the Memorial Union at Iowa State University.
And he had just boatloads of energy, and he was fun to interview.
And if anybody has any questions, they certainly can get in contact with me at Iowa State University.
jathan@iastate.edu. And I could certainly give it to you in the phonetic alphabet if you'd like. Juliet Alpha Tango Hotel Alpha November at India Alpha Sierra Tango Alpha Tango Echo dot.
Wow.
Echo Delta Uniform.
Excellent.
Thanks for your help. It wasn't so much remembering the phonetic as it was the spelling. Or the
One of the interesting facets of KHOI right now is our recording booth. It's literally a bunch of doors that have been put together to make a little enclosure, and then we've stapled a quilt on top of it. And then we've stapled cloth on the inside of it to try and create an area that makes better sound. One of the things that fascinates a lot of guests is that we have the computer that's recording them sitting right outside of the booth, so you can often see the computer recording their sound as the interview is going on. Because a lot of times the person doing the interview is also recording it, so they want to see the monitor to make sure that sound is okay.
So not only are people fascinated by the sound of their own voice, they're fascinated by the sound waves created on the computer.
So this was when we interviewed Jathan Chaquin. He was intrigued by that computer.
Lines over there looked
what off. Are we actually, you can see this on the
yeah, you
screen?
See, that's you, right? Well,
what is the red or the
whatever you're seeing top? Right now is you, because you're the only one talking.
Well, you're talking. No, I was gonna say that.
Well,
you guys are funny.
You see, now you see all that? That's Debbie's laughing. See that? See my little chuckle there? That's pathetic compared to Debbie. That's good. Why don't you say your name?
Jathan.
Jathan's pretty small. Can you beef Jathan up just a little bit?
Jeez. See the way she talks about us?
Listen, when you're on the radio, you're only as big as your sound wave.
All right, I'm going to like mess up right now.
I think you should have the behind the scenes for the listeners, because that's yep.
This is all saved. This is awesome. Okay, say your name again, Jathan.
Jathan.
Okay, you're good now.
Okay.
All right.
We went through a number of different attempts to figure out how to do classical music. Thank God Roger Berger finally came along and figured out how to really get the job done. But until then, we were kind of struggling through it, and each show was done differently. One Saturday night, Rick and I were here late putting together a classical Sunday show, and Rick learned how to say Bach.
Bach. See, that's a fun word to say when he can know the correct term, Bach. It's more fun to say than Bach. It's fun. It's like Bach.
So Rick mastered that, but then Rick ran into Dvorak and really got into a serious altercation with the name Dvorak.
This is KHY 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames. You are listening to Classical Sunday. The next four pieces you will hear will be the four movements of Dvorak. 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 That sounded good, right? All right. The next four pieces you'll hear will be the four movements of Dvorak. Dvorak. The next four pieces you'll hear will be the four movements of Dvorak Symphony number Dvorak.
All right, so that's that.
We're good.
It's a wrap.
You've been listening to Local Talk on KHOY Community Radio. For most of the hour, we've been highlighting Kids Heart of Iowa Radio, led by Joe Myers Walker. Youth age 8 to 20 who are interested in joining the group should contact the station at 292-2878. We'll connect you with Joe. Thanks to all the youth whose voices we heard today, Zach, Kyle, Jesse, Juju, Salam, and Isabella, and to their parents. Special thanks to Alex C. for the music, which we used liberally. The youth radio program is especially indebted to Story County Youth Philanthropists, sponsored by the Story County Community Foundation, and to Ames Kiwanis Club for their generous grants providing much-needed radio equipment. Other voices and laughter you heard belonged to Ben Beloit, Rick Morrison, Mary Richards, Ursula Rudenberg, Deborah Bunka, various beer truck drivers, Susan Franzen, Sarah Hegland, and Cynthia McClure. Ursula Rudenberg, Deborah Bunka, and I produced the show. Rick Morrison was the engineer. Our theme song is Backtrackin' by Al Harris and Tom Richards from The Ballad of Kate Shelley. This show and previous shows, along with contact information, is posted on our website, khoyfm.org. Local Talk serves as a production training workshop, as well as a regular show. Please consider joining our team by calling 292-2878 or visiting us on the web. As always, your participation as audience is what makes community radio possible. Thank you for listening, and see you again on the radio.